Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. My name is Mike and I'm the college pastor at Symphony Church, and today we'll be reading Mark chapter 1 verses 40 to 45. Mark chapter 1 verses 40 to 45. And a leper came to him, imploring him, and kneeling said to him, "If you will, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I will. Be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. And Jesus sternly charged him and sent him away at once and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses commanded, for a proof to them." But he went out and began to talk freely about it and to spread the news, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town, but was out in desolate places. And people were coming to him from every quarter. Amen. All right, so today I want to talk about compassion. In our passage today, in verse 41, it says that Jesus looked upon the leper with pity. And in our context, in our culture, we might read and hear the word pity in a negative context, but it actually is in a more positive context. In other translations, it's translated as compassion, empathy, care. And I want to talk a little bit about Jesus' compassion today. In our passage, we read about a leper. And if you don't know what a leper is someone who is ceremonially unclean. And this leper is someone who is outcasted by society. No one wants to be near this leper, let alone touch this leper, because if they do, they might as well be unclean as well. And this leper, you know, he had heard about the healings that Jesus had done in other towns. This leper probably had heard about many people being healed from sickness and demons being casted out. And so this leper has this amazing faith. In verse 40, he says, "If you will, Jesus, you can make me clean. If you will, you can make me clean." What amazing faith. And Jesus looks upon this leper with pity. He's moved with compassion. And he stretched out his hand and touched him and said, "I will be clean." For those of you who are just listening to this, I just want to make it very clear. Jesus is not saying, "I will be clean," as if he's going to clean himself. But there's a semicolon. He says, I will want to make you clean. And so be clean. Be clean, leper. And in verse 42, it says, immediately the leprosy left him. And he was made clean. Amen. That's awesome. This is like, you know, this is one of the testimonies of Jesus' healing upon the sick and upon those with leprosy. And this is worth giving praise to God for. What's interesting in this passage, though, is exactly what happens right afterwards. Jesus tells this ex-leper now to go and tell no one. Don't tell anyone about anything that had just happened here. And he even tells the ex-leper to follow through with a cleansing ritual according to Moses' commands. Even though the leper was clean already, Jesus told him to go to the priest and offer for his cleansing according to Moses' commandments. And this was so that this ex-leper can show proof according to the Mosaic law that he is now clean. It was not done by perhaps some miraculous healing by Jesus, but through the Mosaic law and the ritual cleansing. And why does Jesus tell him to do this? Why does Jesus tell him to not tell anyone that this happened? You know, if something amazing happened to you, wouldn't you want to tell everyone, as many people as you can, maybe just your closest friends and your family members and your loved ones, that this happened to you. Wouldn't you want to do that? You know, when I was in seventh grade, my dad surprised me with a guitar, and I've been begging my dad for a guitar for so long, and he surprised me with this guitar, and I just wanted to tell all of my classmates and my friends that I got this guitar. I can finally learn it, learn how to play it. And that's just kind of my reaction. That's one of the my own personal stories of that. And so, you know, Jesus instead tells this ex-leper, don't tell anyone about what I did. I think one of the reasons here is because Jesus does not want people to hear about what he had done to this leper. Why is that? It's so that people would not know that he is the Messiah yet. His time has not yet come. His time to die on the cross has not yet come. Jesus had just started his earthly ministry, and there are so many more healings, miracles, teachings that has to be done. His time to die on the cross has not yet come. And so he tells this ex-leper to go and tell no one. But what does the ex-leper do? Instead of doing what Jesus said, he does the complete opposite. And this actually negatively affects Jesus and his ministry. He wasn't able to enter a town freely anymore, but was now forced out into desolate places. You know, Jesus had a strategy, a plan in place. If you remember yesterday's devotional, Jesus went into a desolate place. The disciples come and find him, they tell Jesus, everyone is looking for you because there are many more people who have yet to be healed and people who were wrestling with demons, and those demons need to be casted out. But Jesus says, let us go into other towns, for I've come to preach to as many people as I can. And Jesus had a strategy to go into as many towns as possible, but his plan was disrupted by this ex-leper. You know, when things are disrupted in your life, I don't know about you, but I feel like a lot of times when things are disrupted in my life, I get anxious, I get frustrated, I get impatient. Instead, Jesus responds differently. Jesus actually responds with pity, with compassion, with care. And even though this man made his ministry harder, it was worth it. It was worth it to show compassion to this leper, to heal him from leprosy, and to make him clean. And not only do we see Jesus's compassion, but we see that Jesus's compassion does not hinder him from accomplishing his mission. Even though Jesus was forced out into desolate places, we read in the very last clause that people were still coming to him from every quarter, and this would make way for him to preach to more people, for him to heal, for him to cast out demons, for him to proclaim that the kingdom has come. And so I hope that this encourages us today, that Jesus looks upon the weak, the sick, the needy with compassion. And his compassion will still make way for him to accomplish his mission. Nothing can thwart the plans of our God. Nothing can destroy the work of our King. And so I want to encourage you today with this word: look upon the compassion of Jesus. If you are in need of compassion, if you are in need of care, if you are in need of someone to show empathy towards you, look to Jesus. Find that he looks upon you with compassion. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today, and I pray, Father, that you would Open our eyes to see the way that you look at us. You look at us with love and compassion. And I pray, Father, for specifically those who are in need of your compassion today, I pray that you would give them twofold, threefold of your compassion today. I pray that you would embrace them and that they would experience that loving embrace today. And Lord, we thank you that your compassion does not hinder you from accomplishing your mission. So Lord, would you continue to do your work? And I pray that your kingdom would come on earth as it is in heaven. We pray, Lord, for the fullness of your kingdom to come soon. We thank you and pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us for our devotional. I hope that you are blessed, and I hope that the rest of your day will be a blessing for you. May God be glorified. Hope to see you tomorrow. Have a great day.